I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls, or no, but not too young, because
no, you know, it can be a bit muck
rude, our show. Which is an advert for you to come and see
our show.
We do it live all around the country, isn't it, Barry?
Very much so. It starts at the end of September.
September the 27th.
In Brighton, is it?
Brighton. At the Comedios.
Yes. So if you want to come, please go to live.angelosandbarry.com. A triumph, the Spectator.
That's it. Yeah, they
did. Utter shit, said the Times.
Paraphrase.
No, it's done very well with the newspaper.
It's well worth you coming to see the show. Well worth it, actually.
Live.angelosandbarry.com. In the meantime... Hello?
Yes, please come in, yes.
Oh, hello.
What is wrong?
I've come to the right place about therapy, is it?
Yeah, this is the right place for therapy, yes.
Do I get up on the, a banquette?
Yeah, no, just sit on that stool.
Okay.
Make yourself comfortable on that stool.
Okay, lovely.
There's something wrong with one of the legs on that stool. It's not going up your bum, is it?
No, it's all right. Okay. It's all right, yeah.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I was rather hoping to lie down.
No, not here, no, because I want to keep you on your toes.
Okay, but it's costing me what? Upwards
£150 every 15 minutes. Yeah. So if there are any problems, then you really should spit them out.
Okay, the meter's running. The
meter's running.
Expecting slightly more than a stool for £150.
Let's not focus on the stool.
No.
Let's focus on
me.
You.
Yeah, okay.
Let's focus on you.
Oh
dear. No, I can sense something's really troubling you, actually.
Yeah.
I can sense it by looking at the state of your face.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been very down.
Oh, no. What do you think is wrong? How is this downness presenting itself? What are the symptoms? What are you doing to yourself?
I feel, when I get up in the morning, I don't feel like doing nothing.
Oh dear.
I get up.
Okay.
I say, when I cut a tree to my wife, Margaret. Okay. I go downstairs, make a cup of tea.
Let me just write that down.
Cut down.
A cup of tea.
That's it. There's only one pea in cup.
Yeah.
Cup of tea.
Mm. Yeah. You shouldn't be looking at this.
Oh, sorry.
Go sit on the stool.
Right.
Oh, all right, cup of tea. There is, how do you spell tea?
It's a T-E-O.
Just a T.
Yeah, T-E-O.
T-E-O. Okay, right, can I continue, please?
And then I go out.
Then what happens?
And then I go out.
Yeah, and then after that?
And then I go out. Let me speak.
Sorry.
Then I go outside for a cigarette.
Oh, cigarette, is it?
Yeah.
C-R. Cigarette.
Cigarette. I'll write it like that.
And then what to do the rest of the day. D-A-Y.
I'll underline that because that is important, I think.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Oh, but you don't know what to do for the rest of the day. Now, you are 82 years old. You're a pensioner, isn't it?
Yes.
So, what do you think you should be doing in the day then, when you've had like a cup of tea and a fag? After that, what do you think you should be doing?
I think I should be spending my time doing all them things I wanted to do when I was working.
Now, you've been to see me for about 6 months, isn't
it?
Yeah, look, and you always said to me, I never want to do nothing. Right, I've never wanted to do nothing. You've been on the dole for, let me just go through my notes. Use training benefits from 1954.
Yes.
Right, so you've got used to doing nothing throughout the day.
That's right.
Now in your retirement, you're 30 years into your retirement.
That's right, yeah.
And are you telling me now that you've just realised, I don't do nothing all day?
Well, I've tried doing things in the past, but my health won't let me do it.
What's wrong with your health?
Oh, well, I'm an old man.
Right.
Every time I cough, I shit myself.
What else? Hold on a minute, please. Shits himself.
Yes.
H-H-R.
Yeah. And, you know...
Shits. Is it two shits? Right. Is it plural shits?
Yeah, two shits, yeah. Every time I have a drink now, you know, I don't get no benefit. It sends me off to sleep.
Right, okay. Well, you spent a lot of your time pissed, didn't you?
Yeah.
So how much do you think you have to drink now and like to really feel the benefit?
A good couple of bottles of Baileys I have to get.
So have you thought about getting up in the morning, having your fag, having your cup of tea, and then getting stuck into two bottles of Baileys? Have you thought about doing that? Look, what we're doing here, we're not necessarily finding a cure.
Right.
We're just finding a key to unlock the puzzle.
Oh, that's intellectual.
Yeah, that's all we're trying to do here. So what I'm going to prescribe to you is... up early.
Yeah.
Okay. About 10 o'clock, something like that.
Yes.
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
Fag.
Yeah.
Get down the off licence.
Yes.
Two bottles of Baileys, and I'm going to write that down. Two bottles.
Cup of sauce, yeah.
How do you spell Baileys?
B-A-I-L-E-O.
You understand what that means.
Yes.
Two bottles of Baileys. Drink them down.
Yeah.
Right. And then just see what happens.
Thank you, Doctor. Oh, I've looked at all them certificates on the wall.
Yeah, all them certificates, yeah.
Did you write those yourself?
Well, I wrote a few of them myself, but Kenny, my mate, wrote a couple of them. Because you know he's your therapist.
Yeah.
And he's the one that trained me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't spell Cambridge like that. You need a capital C.
With a K.
Yeah, with a K.
Well, I don't know how you spell it.
Hold on, that one's clearly just written on the back of an old envelope. That one's got bog roll on it.
Yeah,
is that an official stamp?
Yeah. No, that brown bit. That's an art installation. That's an art installation.
Oh, okay. Well, look, I'll give it a go, Doctor.
Oh, do give it a go, because I think it's going to help you.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
That is my absolute pleasure.
Pay on the way out, is it?
I'll have the cash.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Money for old rope.
Sat on only stool with three legs. I fell off and in the process I'd endosis. And then he had to call all the place. That was. Well, we couldn't come up with a song. That's the third week running we failed.
We tried hard with that.
Yeah,
but it's just, they're just not clicking at the moment.
I don't know what it is. Perhaps we'll try one later.
Maybe give it a go, as long as we come up with a suitable theme.
Right? If we could come up with a theme for a good song, try and get it to rhyme. And just,
I reckon then we'd be able to sing the song. Then we solve our problem, you know.
But you also, not only did you do this mental therapy,
yeah.
You've done. I remember you introduced, you know, them little fish that nibble that stuff off your feet.
Yeah,
you took that over there.
Yeah, that was an accident.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, because I was like, you remember Chernobyl?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
yeah. Well, you know what? I went like. I went there on a day, not long after that nuclear.
Yeah, it seemed too good to be. Seemed too good to be true. That
well, the price.
Lung poly, wasn't it?
Yeah, they said. I said, listen, I'm a bit strapped for cash. Yeah. I'm looking for somewhere exotic, far away, and cheap.
Yes.
You know, if you can tick them boxes for me, then I will be forever in your debt, you know.
That's right.
And they said, well, look, this is going, like, late
80s. They went to a place not far from Kiev in Russia, and you'd never heard of it.
I've never heard of Russia.
I was
not to know.
No.
Right. And they said, well, this is a place called Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And they said, I don't know what's happened there. I think a bomb has melted or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, look, it's exotic. It's a different culture.
Yeah.
I'll take it. So I've gone over to Chernobyl.
Yes.
Right. And I thought, that river looks nice. I mean, it didn't look. It was like, you know how in Chicago on St. Patrick's Day, they dye that river green.
A green, it was like that.
Well, in Chernobyl, it was like, bright yellow.
That's
and
it.
And I thought, oh, they must be celebrating.
Curious.
You know, they must be celebrating some special
bananas,
day.
Bananas. Yeah, banana day.
Banana day, probably. In Chernobyl. Yeah. I thought, well, I'll go down and have a look what's going on there. I don't think they was celebrating after the river stank, first of all.
Yeah.
It stank of sulphur and bombs.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I just stick my feet in here, you know.
Yeah.
I stuck my feet in there and about 30 seconds later, I took my feet out of there. And all the skin had been ripped off it.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And you've got radioactive poison.
I had radioactive... they had radioactive fish in there.
Oh, Christ.
And they were, like, nibbling all the skin off my... And I thought, oh, that's good, actually, because I did have dry skin.
Yes.
You know, because of...
Because of the radiation sickness.
Which I got.
Yeah, right.
You know.
These things, they're big old things.
Oh, they're huge with two heads.
Two heads on that, yeah.
I thought, like, I'll just...
When it comes to hard skin on your feet, two heads is better than one, isn't it? Yeah.
I thought, well, I'm going to have to take one of these home.
Yeah,
all right. So I've gone in the river, and I've swum in there, taken my anorak off, I've gone under, and I've got one of these things, and I've slung it on the bank.
Right.
And I've got out, and I thought, right, well, how am I gonna get this home?
Yeah.
So I pulled my trousers and pants down.
Yeah. Let me guess where you put it. It was to get it through customs.
I'll stick it up my butt.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
But, well, I didn't know that it just carry on nibbling.
Oh, my God.
So by the time I get home...
Yeah.
Chewed out all the inside of my bum.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if I hadn't got it when I did, it would have gone all the way up and come out the other end.
Well,
these things do that, you know?
But I remember when you come back and you'd had all that radiation sickness.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, it didn't cost me much. I said, you're such a big head. Your head had swelled.
Yeah, well, it had got big.
It had got big, didn't it?
That wasn't because I was boasting. That's because of...
Oh, radiation sickness.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, God bless. I had to go to that hospital in Houston for tropical diseases.
Oh, that's right.
Where
that's
they took one look at me and said, we can't have you in here because, you know.
Well, they were dealing with you in the car park anyway, because I couldn't literally have you in there.
Because you couldn't get your crane in.
Well, do you remember when I went to Fukushima?
Yeah, I remember that. On holiday?
Yeah, I went to Lampoli up in Bushy High Street, and I says, I want a holiday. It's got to be cheap.
Got to be cheap.
And I don't mind going exhausted. So they look on their computer system. Japan, how does that sit? Oh, very nice. She goes, Fukushima? I said, no, I'm taking my wife. So anyway, I jumps on the plane, right, for only three slotties. So I got over there. Beautiful. We touched down. There's, I said to the geezer, Fukushima, please, you know.
And taxi.
Yeah, that's it. So me and Margaret in the car.
Oh, you checked Margaret?
Yeah, I did. I took her with me, and I thought, you know, I thought, funny, no other sightseers around. There's no one else staying at the hotel.
You're like, you know, your nice straw hat.
I had all that. I came around my neck, took some sandwiches, took a Lilo, all the stuff. Damn, ran all that, got the currency. Yeah. Anyway, I get in, got the yen.
Yeah.
We get to the resort, no one around. Yeah. It's funny. I thought, you know, it must be a sort of
maybe it's the time of year. And
the Japanese.
So cheap.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Anyway, before long, we went to bed that night and all that. No one around. A bit like a Holiday Inn Express. There's no one really around. No,
you know there's people living there, but
you're not sure. Yeah, there's no staff.
Yeah, there's nothing.
So anyway, we have a little bit of a kick. I wake up in the morning. Jesus Christ.
What's going on? What's happened?
Margaret has caught some sort of radiation sickness.
Why?
And she has ballooned.
Oh, right. I thought it was the buffet that she'd had
the night before, because she does help herself to
eat all you can.
All you can eat, literally all you can you buffet. Eat all you must buffet. She has swelled up to the size of. You remember giant haystacks on the World of Sport?
I remember him. Yeah,
she was twice the size of that.
Limey.
And what with the beard, I thought Saturday afternoon.
Person.
Yeah, different person, you see. So she's going, oh, we're going to go down breakfast, Barry. I thought, Jesus Christ, We went down there. We had a bit of breakfast. It's only then I realised she's got radiation sickness.
Did you get your Geiger counter out and just spray it across her?
I did.
Yeah.
I got it out me hand luggage and it went round there like that. I said, have a look at that. Yeah. And as I went to show the Geiger counter, one of her eyes fell out.
Oh, you know, just bounced on me. Well, if I didn't know it before, it's definitely
radiation sickness. Yeah. So we got the hell out of there.
Oh, did you?
And
did you go and take a look at the Fukushima?
No, we didn't. We got on the plane. We come back, and that is the last time I go to Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in
here.
Where has
she got?
Oh God Almighty! I picked up the metro.
Oh.
There's a big spread in here. Where is it? What was it about? Quick, Phil, while I try to find it. Where has common decency gone?
Oh,
right.
God. What did I base this on?
It was basically about men.
Oh, men.
I'm sorry for being a man.
Pardon me for earning twice as much as women.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, what it is men have lost, they've done how to be chivalrous no more.
What do they base that on?
It's saying happening to
you. What are they saying?
Men should hold open a door for a lady. Well, when Margaret had her radiation sickness, hold it open. I had to have it removed to get her into the house.
Yeah, well, I had the same thing. With your head. Yeah.
And did you see a lady opening the door?
No, to be fair, they ran a mile because my eye was engorged.
So
I had a bulbous head and an engorged eye.
It's a horrible thing. Now, listen. How do you treat ladies if you're with a lady?
I treat them very
romantically.
Well. Very well. Very well indeed.
Yeah. If you're out with a lady, would you open the door for her, give her flowers?
No.
Why not?
Because I know that modern women don't like that. The modern woman, if there's a door to go through and there's two of us, I just stand there.
Yeah.
And then she'll just stand there, and then I'll just fold my hands and stick my head in the air, you know.
That's what you're supposed to do, man.
I know it is.
That's
what they like.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, my son Dave, he went on a date with a lady.
Yeah.
And he pushed it up, you know, they'd gone harvesting rice lip and that. She's gone, recognised him immediately over the, you know, because he said, well, I'll meet you there. So he's on one of them dating sites. She comes in beautiful, like, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful babe.
Yeah.
And he thought, I said to him, look, mate, all the stuff I told you, holding the door open. Stuff.
That's from a bygone age.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it. They don't respond like that.
Yeah.
So he saw her coming. She waved.
Yeah.
And he ran at her. He ran. Stuck her head in the salad bar, all in the Thousand Island dressing, rubbed it all over her hair just to see what was making. Oh, how bad that is,
sweetheart.
Yeah, and funny enough, it didn't result in I said they're a bloody mystery, these women.
Yeah, very, very hard to read, though, aren't they?
Very hard to read.
They say they don't want commentaries and see no more, but when you do stuff like Rob Thousand Island Dressing they go all funny on you, you know?
Yeah, that's
it's impossible to gauge.
It's very impossible to gauge with women nowadays. I mean, they say they want equality.
Oh, they do want equality.
Oh, they want that.
Oh, this is what they want. Right, they want equality around the house.
Yeah.
Right? And they want you to change your nappy, and they want you to wash up and all that. And you say, oh, I'm just doing all this washing up here, I'm just changing this stuff. Would you mind emptying the bin?
Oh, no, I'm not getting my hands dirty.
Not getting all this muck all over
the shirt
and all that. I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, equality, is it?
Yeah, it's equality, isn't it?
Would you mind just putting up that fence over there, please?
Oh, they don't do that.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that, putting up the fence and that. Would you mind just taking the door off its hinges and planing the bottom off it, please? Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. It makes me sick. It drives me mad.
I don't think it's the natural way.
No.
You know, do you think the cavemen, do you think they was there, ooh, go out and spear bison for me?
Yeah.
You know, go out and spear bison.
I'm going to clean up cave.
I've got to clean up cave,
You go run round the tundra and spear bison.
You'll spear bison. Yeah. Bit sexy.
Well, I'm going to hold the cave door open for you.
Yeah. Hold the cave door open for you. me want new loincloth. Dungaree, made out of bison skin.
Is it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you want to go and make him yourself?
Yeah, that's it.
I want you to make them for me.
But you know, you can't win with the.
You can't win with it.
I wonder if we've come up with anything for our song yet.
No, not yet. We haven't.
What sort of thing do you think? I mean, is there anything? What should we try and sing a song about?
Nuclear bombs.
Okay. I'll give it a go. Oh, here we go. It's all about my trip to Fukushima. It was in the summer of last year, and I went on a package tour. I got out the plane and I went to the site. Jesus, it was an awful fright. Me head swelled to the size of Isle of Wight. I shat myself. Half the world fell out of me arse into the pavement, and then my tits fell off. I did not develop a nasty cough. What are you doing here? I didn't feel a little queer. Radiation sickness on my face and my hands and balls come out and tits fell off and out and arse fell off and then my legs buckled in two. My face went blue. And that's the last two giant Japanese. I'm never going to Japan again. Even the price of the yen. Oh, right.
Well,
you want to do your one about.
I think I just. I think you covered everything.
Yeah.
With that, with the tits falling off.
Let that be a warning. Yeah. You know. Do you want to do one about the perils of going elsewhere on holiday?
No, I don't think I'll do one this week. I'll do one next week.
There's no point rushing these things.
Let me take my time, think of the words.
Think of the words, yeah. Okay. Oh, goodness me. Yeah. Now, look, please buy some ticket to
our show.
Please come to see our show. Live.angelosandbarry.com. And you'll find a venue near us, near
you.
We
should make a website, you know.
Yeah, we should. We have got one, live.angelosandbarry.com.
Oh, that's please go to our
go there, buy a ticket.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Next week, we'll talk about advertising. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.